Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we go into this word that you'll again lighten our hearts and refresh us, Lord. We are united to you, and in you we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 2, verse 25 to 27. You trust in the covenant sign of circumcision, yet circumcision only has value if you faithfully keep the teachings of the law. But if you violate the law, you have invalidated your circumcision. And if the uncircumcised one faithfully keeps the law, won't his obedience make him more Jewish than the actual rite of circumcision? And won't the one who has never had the knife cut his foreskin be your judge when you break the law?
So the Lord is saying, you know, the circumcision is a sign that you're a Jew. And the Jews were called out to represent God. So are you representing God? You got the name, you got the title, and you've been circumcised saying you're a Jew. But then you must also have the character, and you must also have the light and the life. And that's what he's saying. He says that he will justify the Jew by faith. I mean, the circumcised by faith, and he will justify the Gentile, the uncircumcised, through faith. So really we've got to get to what God was pointing to. And our sister Flo will be sharing tomorrow what God desired to happen with the Jews. And there's a scripture where he actually says to the Jews in the Old Testament there, I long for you to be circumcised in the spirit. You know, you circumcised in the flesh, but you're not circumcised in the spirit, because he was angry with certain works not taking place. So the wonderful thing what we can see here is that when we turn to the Lord and we look to the Lord and we've got that title Christian, it's no good just like the Jews having that title and then not staying in the light, walking in the light. Romans 8 verse 3 says it so beautiful. What the law could not do, God done by sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He condemned sin in the flesh. So the law pointed out sin, but Jesus condemned sin in the flesh. So sin has been dealt with, taken away as far as the east is from the west. Why? Goes condemned sin in the flesh. Why? So the righteous requirements of the law can be fully met in us when we walk in the spirit, not walk in the law, walk in the spirit. What's walking in the spirit? Walking in tune with the Lord, united to the Lord, hearing from the Lord. So I go back to those wonderful words that we saw earlier, that he says, if you've been instructed by the law, are you doing these things? And he says a lot of beautiful things. So you can see what the requirements, the righteous requirements, God wants to see and be evident in us as children of the living God. And so you understand that you can't do it when you're looking to the law. The law just keeps you in the flesh. I was sharing with a brother yesterday, you know, for a time I read that Romans 8, 3, and I just saw the righteous requirements of the law will be fully met in us. And I looked at that and I felt myself, the lack of peace coming in, the lack of joy coming in. And why? Because I was in the flesh. You know, under the law, you're still in the flesh. But with the Lord, you're in the spirit. And then I perceived, what is the whole thing? Why? Jesus has dealt with sin. So sin has been put out. But we allowing the wrong things to come in again when we turn away from looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, and walking with the Lord. And just perceiving now as well, you know, when you are staying in tune with the Lord, the righteous requirements of the Lord, all those the do's and the don'ts are happening, but much more you're relying on the Lord and you're boasting in the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit and the wonderful truth. You see, boasting is also the word shy. You boast is what you boast in. If you're boasting in the wrong things, it's a horrible fragrance. It's not light, it's darkness. But when you boast in the Lord, you shine in the Lord. You're relying on the Lord, you're boasting in Him, you know His will, and you approve what is excellent. You are instructed by the Lord, and so you're a guide to the blind, a light to those in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, teacher of children. Why? Because you have the embodiment of knowledge and truth in the Lord. All wisdom, everything pertaining to life is given to you. And that's why, again, I just encourage that again. It is so important. Morning by morning, He wakens you to encourage you, to keep you sustained, to keep you motivated, on fire. Right in the end of the chapter, Isaiah 50 verse 11. Because if He doesn't enlighten you, you will be in torment. So God enlightens you. He lights your fire. Amen. Morning by morning. So you can be encouraged, and then you can encourage the weary. So just stay in tune. You've got a living God. You've got a living reality who is alive and He's joyful and He's excited and He loves you and He's got great plans for you. So rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.